Thank you very much, Barbara. This summer is going to be shorter than normal because we're going to do a bit more sort of sharing about what's going on at St Luke's at the moment as we think about preparing for the annual meeting later on. I'm calling it Annual Meeting Sunday. But nonetheless, this is a great passage to look at and to help us as we think about that. So let's pray as we come to do that. Father, thank you for your word to us. Thank you that it speaks to us today by power, in power. As we look forward to Pentecost Sunday, next Sunday, and the coming of your Holy Spirit, may you send your Spirit on us now that you would enable my words to be faithful and true to your word, and our hearts and minds to hear what you are saying to us through it. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I don't know, hopefully you know a bit about the story about Acts, and if you want to follow it in the Bible, it's page 1093, and I'm going to be looking at sort of all of chapter 1 in a way. What's happening is that Jesus has died on the cross, he's risen again from the dead. In the beginning of Acts chapter 1, it says that he proved that he was really alive again. He'd really resurrected, bodily resurrected. He met with people, he ate with people, and so on. And Luke says there's lots of evidence given to the disciples, so there could be a confidence that this really, really had happened. And then Jesus ascends into heaven, and he leaves his followers on earth, and they have to wait. And it says that in verse 4. Jesus tells them, you are to wait in Jerusalem until God sends his Holy Spirit, his gift of the Holy Spirit. And so they have this period of waiting for the Spirit to come, which of course comes when we celebrate that in Pentecost, and it actually came 10 days after the Ascension. But why this period of waiting? After all, we live in a society where we're not very good at waiting, are we? Well, I'm not anyway. I don't know about you. We tend to rush from one thing to the next. This morning we've had to rush from St. George's to here. But often in our lives, we're increasingly busy, whether it's in our social lives or our business lives or our family lives or whatever we're doing. And when we have downtime, we just turn to media, social media or TV or something else to watch. We don't sort of sit and wait. And yet here, Jesus has told the disciples that they have a mission to do. They're to be witnesses to him in Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth. And they're going to receive the Holy Spirit, and then suddenly they have to wait. Don't do it straight away. And I think there's three reasons why he gets them to wait, or God makes them wait. First of all, is to show them that this is about God's timing, not ours. We want to get on to the next thing. We want to do things when it's right for us. But God says, no, wait. Wait for the green light. Wait for the Spirit to come. Listen to my timing, my signals. And it's not about our power, but God's power. The disciples had everything they needed to be witnesses to Jesus and his resurrection. They had the proof. They had the confidence. They had one another. But they also needed God's power, God's strength, God's support, God's help. And that would only come when the Spirit comes. So let's wait. Let's wait for that power, wait for that to come. And thirdly, let's discern God's plan, not ours. We sometimes think we know how we should go about things. We know how we should do things. But actually, in waiting, we have space to reflect and to think. And in this year of discernment that we're doing at St. Luke's and St. George's, I had this sense, really, at the end of last year, that actually we need to spend time seeking God's will, seeking God's direction, and reflecting on things. And that's not something that I've been particularly good at in the past. I think over the 20 years I've been here, my pattern has been more to sort of, let's get a few ideas together, let's come up with a plan, and then let's push it over the next year. And often the plan doesn't really work that well, if I'm honest. It's good to have a plan, but sometimes they're not the best plans. We tend to rush into things. But actually, sometimes it's important to sort of step back, to pause, to wait on God. And in waiting, what do we do? Well, the girl waiting on the station here is taking a photo, but we tend to look at our phones, don't we, or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever you want to look at. But what the disciples do, and you see that in verse 14, is that they pray. And isn't this the natural response? If it's to be about God and what he's doing rather than about our ideas and what we want to do, then we need to turn to God. And in praying, what we're doing, we're expressing a patience that we want to do things in God's timing. We're expressing that we are dependent on his power. We can't do it in our own strength. We need his help. And that's what prayer is, isn't it? Isn't it a cry for help? It's almost, Daddy, please help me. And also, we pray for guidance. We pray for discernment of God's plan. And if you haven't already got one of the prayer cards that we've been distributing with the prayer of the year, which is all about discernment, and the verse of the year on the back, then do grab one, because it helps to remind us that we are praying for God's help. We're praying for God's guidance in what we're trying to do. And actually, the verse of the year sort of is great, because it reminds us that in prayer, what we're doing before we do anything else is seeking God. Seeking to be with him and to relate to him before we are active and get involved in things. So the verse of the year, Psalm 27, verse 4, says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." It's very easy for us to be quite into mission and action and doing things and lots of ideas around that. But actually, before we do anything else, we need to seek God and connect with him. And so, as we do this year of discernment, this period of waiting, prayer should be our focus. And this week we've got Thy Kingdom Come, which adds that extra dimension to the focus as well. And we'll hear a bit more about that later on in the notices. But let's seek God in prayer. Let's make prayer a real priority, especially as a year of discernment. And it is about discernment. It is about finding out God's plan. And that, in a sense, is what's happening in verses 15 to 21. In a sense, actually, the disciples already have God's plan. It's in verse 8. So that's God's mission, if you like, for them. It says in verse 8, "But you will receive," Jesus says to them, "you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." In other words, this is the vision, Jesus says. The vision is that you are going to be witnesses of me. I've died, I've risen from the dead, I've done this great saving act in dying for people's sins and shown that there's this gift of eternal life available. I've ascended to God's on high to show that I'm now in charge and people are to follow me and live as my disciples to receive that blessing. That's the plan. And what you're going to do, you 12 particularly, is you are witnesses, eyewitnesses of what you've seen of me. You've seen my ministry since John the Baptist. You've seen me die and rise again and ascend to heaven. You've seen everything about me. You've heard all my teaching. You are going to be the 12, the core, that are going to go out and let people know this message. You're going to be my witnesses. And you're going to start in Jerusalem and then go to Judea and then go to the ends of the world. And that's a great plan. And it's a specific plan to them. Of course, for us, we continue that plan in the sense we are still witnesses, not eyewitnesses, but we share the witness that they shared, which is written in the scriptures, in the New Testament particularly. But also for them, it wasn't just about the mission plan. And this is what they really discerned during that period of waiting. And they also realized it's about the team. Jesus has set up a team of 12 apostles. But one of those apostles, Judas, had betrayed Jesus. He'd switched sides, if you like. Rather than following Jesus, he was on the side of those that wanted to kill Jesus. And he'd ultimately met a messy end, if you read the bits in between the bits that Barbara read. And so Peter discerns that this means that Judas should no longer be counted as one of the 12. He needs to be replaced. And he quotes from Psalm 109, "May another take the place of his leadership." They realize that what's important is having the right people and the right team makeup to carry on with God's will. And so they pray for that. They realize that this team is about witness, so they pray for someone, they seek someone who has been with Jesus that whole time and seen a death and resurrection to become one of the 12 apostles. And the number 12 is important because it mirrors the 12 tribes of Israel. So Israel, the people of God, had been those that had... Israel was, of course, also known as Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. The 12 tribes are the descendants of the 12 sons. That was the people of Israel. Now Jesus is saying there's a continuity with the Old Testament. You're still the people of God, but now it's not about descendants from Jacob or Israel. It's those that hear the witness of the 12 apostles and believe it. Those are the new people of God. And those will form God's team. And so actually, as we think about this year of discernment, it is about mission plans. It is about what God's calling us to do. But maybe we also need to think more about the team, the people. Who should be involved? What roles should we be looking to fill? What can we do to build up a team over the coming years? Maybe that should be part of the focus, or even the main part of our focus, as we seek through this year of discernment, just as it was for the disciples as they waited for the Spirit to come. They waited for their mission of witness to start.